Urgent Appliance, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. It's Laura with Local Splash.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. How did breakfast go?
Delicious.
Great. That's
and
good to hear.
You work out at 6 a.m. You have to eat at some point. So.
Yes. See, I could never do that first thing in the morning. My body still hurts. So
is,
I admire you for
early,
that.
But I have 5 kids, so if I have to get it in, I have to fit it in.
Oh,
so
wow.
How I do it.
So, you have your hands full. The patience you must have.
I don't know.
I go crazy with two.
Come watch me have kids and then tell me if you think I'm patient or good.
That's too funny. Were you, did you have any problems getting a hold of them?
No, I called them. I'm sure I'll have them be calling me and trying to save it.
Yeah.
That's what happens, right? So
yeah.
I haven't talked to the original guy yet that called me.
Okay.
But I've worked in sales before, and I know certain things. Like, one of the things that bothers me is that I liked about you guys is that you weren't going to charge me an upfront cost to set this
yeah.
up, and they charged me $250 to do that.
$250
to set it up, and then...
Oh, my God.
And I was hesitant yesterday, so this isn't the first time. When you guys called, it basically just confirmed what I was... I already had a hard time signing the contract yesterday. It took me a while. I didn't even do it when they wanted it because, yeah, $250 to sign up, and then it was going to be $500 a month.
Oh, my God.
To do what you guys said you're going to do. So I just don't love when I know it can be done for less.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, typically me and Lulu's the first person you spoke with. We help businesses as much as we can, you know, and it, especially when they're newer in business too, because you don't, when you're starting, you don't have, my mom owns her own business too, but it was a struggle for her to start everything. And it's like, why do you price gouge? I mean, the whole economy is already price gouging us with everything, you know?
Oh, true.
Yeah, it's hard to survive.
Groceries cost as much as my mortgage. It's ridiculous.
I know, and that's the thing too. And it's like, it's crazy. I went to go buy a turkey yesterday because I'm doing a holiday thing this weekend with my family. A 20-pound
yeah.
turkey was $56. I was like,
oh my
what?
Gosh.
Yeah. And it wasn't even an organic one. It was just a regular butterball one. I was like,
oh my gosh. That is more than they were at Thanksgiving for me. That's exactly.
That's what I said too. It was almost double the price than it was at Thanksgiving. Like, and these are your leftover turkeys. Why are you selling them for more? But whatever the case is, canceling, you know, with them is, it's not difficult. You're in that 72 hours too.
Well, and that was another big issue I had with them is in their contract, you had 1 day to cancel.
Oh, I don't think that's legal.
I was like, I'm pretty sure Lulu said that's not legal. You have 72 hours to cancel no matter what. So
correct. Uh-huh.
It was just a young guy, super hyped up. And anyway, like I said, the more research I kind of did with them, the more insecure I was about it. So...
And we send you everything in writing as well, so you're going to receive the terms and conditions that goes over everything, and I'll go over those with you as well before we end the call. In the terms and conditions, you know, we make it clear you can change your mind within 72 hours, which I'm pretty sure that's legal. That's what it's supposed to be. And then it also goes over the cancellation, which you can cancel at any time. Now, the only thing that we have with cancellation, which I think is completely fair, is just call us 3 days before your billing. And that's so we can process everything, which, I think that's pretty standard. yes, exactly. So let me start getting all of your information real quick. I have first name Heather, right? Is it spelled like Heather's typically spelled, or is it spelled differently?
Yes, no, just H-E-A-T-H-E-R.
Okay, perfect. And what is your last name?
It's Evans.
Evans?
Yes.
Okay, EV. Okay, perfect. And what is your email address?
Use my urgent appliance email. It's urgentappliance.ut@gmail.com. Can you hold for just 1 second? I'm getting a call.
No worries. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Hi, Laura, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry.
No worries. And, okay, email, did you say it was urgentappliance.up@gmail?
Yeah, Utah, so U-T.
Oh, U-T. I got U-P as in Paul, so that okay. Was my bad. Okay.
Maybe it was a little wrong, so I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, thank you. My system actually tells me when the email is wrong, so it's perfect. So got that down.
Okay.
Now for company name, I have Urgent Appliance Service and Repair. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is.
And for the and, is it the word or is it the symbol?
It is the symbol.
Okay.
I think I put it as a symbol on my legal paperwork, and then now I'm fucking guessing that.
Let me see on the Google. On the Google, it has the word on the Google Business Profile.
Yes, that's what it says on mine too. So.
Okay. Do you want it? Do you want it on as a word or as a symbol? Because we can always change it.
I should change it. I like the symbol better. A little more. Little less.
Okay.
Stuff.
All right, not a problem. And then for your actual physical address where the Google Business Profile thing, all of that was set up, I did pull up your Angie's. Is it at the 408 South 400 West?
Yep.
Oh, and that's Provo, Angie. Utah. Yeah, I know.
Yep,
it's
Provo,
their
Utah.
Nightmare. Did you?
Yes,
you're not
they
with
are.
Them, or are you still with them?
I am with them. I tried to cancel it. They won't let me either. It was within
nope.
3 days, but 3 days after I signed up, and then I didn't start my service till 5 days after they started it, and they wouldn't let me cancel it even before I really used it.
Okay, so I have had one client who I don't know if you know, but that company just was sued from the Federal Trade Commission for basically lying to their customers. So I had one client who called and made a big issue about that lawsuit and about the fact that they're receiving junk leads. And I don't know how they did it, but they were able to get out of that contract. So
really?
Yeah. So maybe you can try that way. Pull up all of the information to that lawsuit because it was this year and just at least try because they're a nightmare company to deal with as well. They don't even tell you you're going in a contract. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so what did they say? The lawsuit was for what?
Let me actually tell you exactly what it is. So,
because they haven't sent me the leads. And they were leads that I told couldn't take. I'm like, and then when I called to ask them about getting a refund credit on it, they
mm-hmm.
were like, well, we can't refund you. Like, you haven't called them. And I said, I'm not going to call them. I'm not... When someone comes into the doctor's office and says, I have a broken elbow, you don't say, well, are you sure it's not your knee?
No. Yeah.
I don't do refrigeration yet. Like, we're probably a couple weeks. Our guy is all certified, but he's like, I don't want to take on jobs by myself yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's still, like, just training.
Yeah.
And They wanted me to do call refrigeration. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, they should refund you for those. But what it says in the Federal Trade Commission, so FTC charges Home Advisor Inc. with cheating small businesses, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement jobs. So, this was this year, and I was just reading up on this yesterday too. It looks like it happened in April. It was finalized. So it was for okay. $7.2 million that they're being charged for. Yeah, okay. Exactly. So look up the information and at least try to possibly get out that way, because it's also a nightmare. And this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in the 2880, is that the phone number?
This phone number we're on right now is a Google Voice number.
Okay. Do you want your, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi.
I'm here.
So. Yes, okay.
Okay.
He's switching you weirdly around. Okay. I'm on, that's my Google Voice number.
Do you want your clients to call you on your Google Voice number, or is there another number you want them to call?
No, we'll use Google Voice.
Okay. All right. And, so my onboarding team is going to do research on your area to see what, keywords are searched the most. And that's going to be based off of the services that you offer. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
So, dishwashers, washer, dryer, stoves, ovens, microwaves, water softeners, garbage disposal. I'm not ready for refrigeration quite yet.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can always add that on your application, your app that we're going to give you, or you can call us. We can do that too.
Okay.
Now, do you do, is it residential and commercial?
I mean, I guess I haven't been called for commercial. We do residential, for sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we haven't done any commercial.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so I'm going to repeat what I have, and you let me know if you want me to add anything. Now, repairing of dishwasher, washer, dryer, stove, ovens, microwave, water softener, garbage disposal, and all of it residential.
And installation. We also can do installation.
Repairing and installation. Okay.
Would they send me a confirmation of my cancellation in an email?
They should. So most likely what's going to happen is they'll probably have the cancellation department call you to process it, but they're going to send you a confirmation of it. And I would call them back if they don't call you within a few hours.
To make sure that it went through and they're not trying to pull some wool over my eyes.
Correct. I don't know much about that company, so I don't want to say anything about them because I don't know how they work, but I just in general, I've dealt with shady companies, and if they are a shady company, you just want to make sure you are checking in to make sure it's done, basically.
Okay.
Now for your onboarding call. So you're going to get a call from our onboarding team. The call's about 45 minutes to an hour long. They go into detail about your company info, how you want your website to look, your campaign, all of that, your keyword searches. So they call within an hour window. What does your availability look like? I have a little bit of time today or Monday or Tuesday.
I just never know what it's going to look like. I have some time. What time today do you have?
Let me take a look here, because you are, mountain time. So you're an hour ahead, right? It's, 10:20 your time?
Yes.
Okay. On my calendar, I have a few spots available, so I have as early as between 12 to 1. I have...
No, my time or your time?
Your time. No, you're fine.
Okay.
Your time between 12 to 1. And then I
Can
also
I be
have...
in the car driving? Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to, everything's going to be done over the phone. So you can be driving,
okay.
You can be busy doing something. That's not a problem. And then I have.
Help me with my Google verification stuff. Will they get that information from me to make sure or?
Yeah. So since you already have yours and, but it's showing on your end that it's not, active, what they're, the
verified.
Google onboarding.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what they're going to do is they're going to send you a link. Now I believe it's a link. They're going to send you a link that pretty much gives them authorization to go into the Google Business Profile and find out what's going on. And then from there, they're
okay.
going to find out what the issue is. And then if they have to do it over the phone to just do it, you know, right away, they'll do it over the phone. But they are the ones that know more like what is happening. So it's just getting authorization over it.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I have between 12 to 1 your time. I also have between 2 to 3 your time. And 3
to
4.
12 to 1 is probably a better time.
12 to 1? Okay. So let's do 12 to 1. Okay. I'm going to send you over a Google invite through email as well when we're done. So if you have to reschedule, you can always email me back or call me. That's not a problem. Okay.
I just want to get it going. I need to get it.
I know.
I am going to have to cancel my Yelp. I don't want to pay for Yelp. It brings me in quite a bit of business. I don't know if it brings me in enough business. I'm guessing Google brings in significantly more based on the fact that I
Google
search everything, and so does the rest of the world.
I know. Even people that don't want to use Google, they have to use it.
They have to use it. I mean,
uh-huh.
That's what it is. Don't they say like 93% of business comes from Google itself?
Yeah, we have not on our end we show 90%. So 90% of business.
90%.
And it's pretty much all done on that first page too, because people don't go scrolling through the back pages looking for the companies all the way at the end, you know? So yeah,
right,
it's
and I'm like what is way back there.
Exactly. So we're definitely going to help you out on that. I'm putting down on the notes everything that you told me about the Google Business Profile. So that'll be looked at, you know, right away today. We just need to get that authorization. You do have a Facebook account, right? I think I came across it already.
Yeah.
Right?
I do have a Facebook account. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
So what is my best? I want to know from your point of view. I'm trusting you more than I'm trusting this guy I talked to yesterday. He said reviews don't matter. Sorry, my tech is calling me. Will you go for just one?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. No,
okay,
you're fine.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
I'm so sorry.
You're okay.
Wasting your time.
No, you're okay. I get it. You got stuff going on. I was filling out stuff anyways, so it's not a big deal on my end. But you had a question. What was your question? You said about reviews, that the guy said it wasn't important.
He said reviews weren't really important, which, like, they don't bump you. So what bumps you up on that list? What can I do? Because, like he said, and I'm guessing same with you guys, you can't guarantee a top three spot, right? But how do I get myself to that top three spot?
It's reviews. So it is reviews. He's wrong.
It's reviews.
And it's also, but it's not just reviews. It's also the analytics, which is what we're going to be doing on the background. So we're going to be doing the search engine optimization, which is going to get you higher and higher. But the reviews also, those two things work hand in hand. That's why with our services, we provide you that review tracker, which gives you a link, which it already sounds like you know how to use it. A lot of people don't. So good. You're already a step ahead. But you just want to get as many reviews as you can. And that's what gets you higher and higher and higher. And as we work every month on the analytics side, it gets you higher and higher. So but it's not only reviews, because we have gotten companies that don't have reviews on that first page. But that's why we need you to work with us to get you those reviews, basically, to, you know, get you higher and higher. That's what it is.
Right,
what did
now,
he tell you?
Like, he told me that I couldn't get it by reviews. I was like, so what do I do? And he was like, well, he didn't try and sell me. They have, like, some $3,000 packages where you pay $3,000 a month. He didn't necessarily try and sell me on those. But he did say that reviews don't help you get on that front page. He was like, reviews just help you get reviews. But he was like, basically, it's all the content we're going to do to help you get on that front page. And I said, what do I get? How do I do my best job to make sure that we get higher on that front page? And he was like, no, it's just content. It's just pushing content out there. That's all he said.
Content? What does content even mean?
He was like, well, you know, posting on your Facebook. I'm like, my Facebook isn't going to get
that doesn't do anything.
That doesn't make any sense. I figured it would be more reviews, right? Like, in general,
it
responding
is.
To reviews, he said. Responding to reviews helps?
No, responding to reviews doesn't help. It's just reviews. So it's reviews and it's reviews and the SEO. So it's both of those combined. Because the way that Google works, Google pushes the companies that are higher and higher, the ones that it thinks it's legit based off of all of the information that's on the internet, which means that all across everything on the internet, everything is completely accurate about your business, like business name, the street. Like, for example, in some locations, if you have the actual the verbiage written out street compared to ST, that's already an issue because it doesn't match up. So Google looks at it like, oh, there's a problem here. If you don't really have reviews either, they just put you lower and lower because you don't look that legitimate.
It's not
so what
uniform.
We do.
Okay.
Correct. So what we do on the background all over the internet, we do the search engine optimization to make everything accurate for you. You do the job of getting the reviews, and that's what gets you higher and higher. So it's both of those things.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So responding to your reviews, I mean, I would recommend that for good customer service, but it's not going to do anything on that end. So, yeah, it you don't have to worry about that. And maybe what he was trying to get at, because there's also the organic section on Google, And the organic section, it works off of like links and blogs and articles and all this stuff, but that's really not necessary. So maybe he was confusing it. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyways, we are doing you a website. Now, our websites are secure. So you do have the option of your clients paying for your services on your website. It is included with the service, no extra cost. Would you like to add that, or would you like to find out more information?
Can we say that again?
Yes. So your website's going to be secure, which means that you will have payment integration. Your clients can pay for your services online. It's included in with the service. So it's up to you if you want to add that or not. Some people don't care for it.
So they can pay online?
Online on your website for your services.
No.
Through your website. Okay.
No, I send them like a full invoice, so.
Okay. That's not a problem. And for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. Where would you like to get work from?
Gosh, so can I give you cities and you can find zip codes for it?
You can just give me cities. I can, I'm going to look them up on Google to make sure I have the right spelling, so we can just go one by one.
So, I mean, let's start down south as far as Santa Quinn.
Okay. So Santa Quinn.
Yeah, S-A-N-T-A-Q-U-I-N.
Found it. Okay, perfect. I am ready for the next one.
Do you want me to name all the cities from there all the way up?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Unless, do you know, I mean, counties are sometimes easier. Do you know the counties that
Utah
all of these?
Utah County. So we do Utah County, all of them.
Oh. Okay. Utah County.
Utah County. And then we do, we haven't started Summit County, which is Park City yet. We do Salt Lake County. Also.
Okay. Salt Lake County.
Might as well throw Summit County on there.
Okay. Summit County?
Summit County, yeah, that works.
Okay, I found it. What is another county?
Those are the four counties that are in this area.
Oh, perfect.
Three,
see, that makes it that makes it a lot easier than cities. So, okay,
yes,
perfect. We'll cover those three counties then. Okay. And for days and times that you want to show open, what are going to be the hours of operation?
So, I'll take calls anywhere from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
I don't know that our
daily
tech, our tech will be out. Yeah, and let's actually just do 8. Let's do 7 a.m. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm usually on my way home from the gym, and I don't mind taking calls at that point. So.
Okay, that works. Because it, of course, you can schedule times when your tech will be available, but at least you show open so you can receive calls. So that's all that matters on that end. Okay.
Yeah, and he'll work whatever hours I ask him to. He's my brother.
Oh, that's
pretty good.
Good
about it.
So. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, there's good and bad about owning a business with a family member, right?
Yeah. It's a tricky situation. It's very tricky, but I mean, it's tricky. It really comes down to your relationship with them.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, and Heather, now the card that you're going to use, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
The car?
The card. Card for payment? Car.
Oh, it has, let me look at it. I was like, the car? I'm not even sure what it has on there right now. It says Heather Evans, Urgent Appliance Service A. So it has, you can't fit my whole name on there, but yeah, it's for everything.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
His card
has
the same thing. His will say Steven, and it will also say the same thing.
Okay. So for your name on the card, did you say a middle initial, or is it just Heather Evans?
It just says Heather Evans on it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then the billing on that card, is it the 4 or 408 South?
It's 408 South, 400 West, yes.
Okay. Perfect. And what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa.
Okay.
It's a debit card. I don't know.
Yeah, visa's fine. Okay, and I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
If our business account doesn't stay as full as it needs to, can I change it to my personal account to pay for this?
Yes, and I'm sorry, the line kind of cut off in the beginning. What was the first part that you said?
I said, if for some reason our business has less money in it than I need it to have to pay this, I can switch it to my business or to my own personal card, right?
Correct. So you're going to have access to do all of this on your dashboard that you're going to receive. That's going to
cool.
be up and running in about 5 to 7 days, but you can always call us to change it. So that's not a problem.
Okay. Okay. So $249 today, right?
Yes, only $249, nothing more.
No hidden fees, nothing's popping up at me.
No hidden fees.
Nothing like that.
No, and I'm actually going to go over, so I'm going to do a voice verification with you before we charge your card. And then as soon as you do the verification on that, you're going to receive the terms and conditions through email, which I'm going to go over with you, which is going to be exactly what we went over. So no surprises.
Okay, so it's 4144-2990-2076-8245.
Okay, and the expiration first, please.
Yes, 11 of 26. Will you unbuckle him, please?
Okay, and the security code.
141.
Okay. Now, every time we call you, this is important to know. Every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, or you can ask us, what is your security question? That is so you know that it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you have three options, and you can answer whatever you want, just as long as you remember the answer. You can pick either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I can't just give you a random word. I have one for my banking account, too.
Yeah, you can have what I can do is just pick, I'm just going to put down your first pet's name and just tell me a random word. That's all.
let's do my mother's maiden name. I can do that one. And it's Thompson.
Okay, perfect. Thompson. All right. Okay, so I'm going to go over the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. So if you have any questions about anything I go over, please just let me know. But first thing, if you can please state the name of your business.
Urgent Appliance Service and Repair.
Okay. Now please state your name and title within the business.
Owner.
Okay. And then your name, which, you know,
Heather
do that as well. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Heather Evans.
It's okay. You're good. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. Now, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time we call you, we do ask you that security question, and we are going to call you from that 877 number, which is the number that I did text you. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. I'm going to reword it. I'm going to say it the way it says it, but then I'm going to reword it because it's a little confusing. So it's, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? That means basically you can't have two search engine optimization companies doing the same thing. It does mess up your listing. So if you do start working with another SEO company, we ask that you let us know. That's pretty much what it's saying.
Okay. I'm not planning on spending more money with another company. Don't worry.
Good. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today, and that's in the amount of the $249. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 8th, and it's going to be in the amount of only $249. So it is a reoccurring payment.
Okay.
Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we ask is that you call us 3 days before your billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're going to receive everything through email and also through text message, and we're almost done. I hear the baby in the background, so I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we're heading into Costco, so it's about to be crazy.
Okay, yeah, good. I was just there the other day, too. Ridiculous. But anyways, we're almost done, so let me just make sure you received everything. Okay. I'm going to also text you over a YouTube video. It's going to be of your dashboard. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. So you can always reference that if you have any questions. And, of course, always call us as well. I'm also going to be still point of contact. So if you have any questions, concerns, or any type of issues, please feel free to give me a call directly as well, because I can also handle that, or at least pull it up to the right department.
Okay.
Taking a little bit to send it. Give me a second. Sometimes it takes a few minutes. Okay, it's sending them now. I see it. I'm going to send you a link, which is going to be those terms and conditions, and then we're pretty much already done until your call in about an hour.
Okay.
If you can open up this link that I just sent you, and I'm going to go over it with you right now. So the terms and conditions is basically stating, you know, we're going to do that Google business profile for you. We're going to optimize it for you, directory submission. So they'll go over that with you, anything that needs to get done. Your website, it also goes over your Facebook ads, what we are charging you, which is just the $249. The $249 is all we're going to charge you after that. Also, you can put pause on your service whenever you need to. Again, just call us 3 days before your billing is due. We don't charge you. Your cancellation, you can cancel at any time, just 3 days before your billing. The only thing I need you to do is click on those two boxes so you can receive text messages and that you are authorized. Type in your name exactly the way that it looks with the capital letters and just confirm it.
You need it with capital letters, you said?
Yeah, the H and the E. It is a little bit of a picky system.
Well, that's okay.
And, you know, okay, perfect. So that's going to be your dashboard. We're pretty much already done. I'll let you go into Costco, but I will be the one giving you a call. If not, the account management team calls you directly. It's going to be between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock your time. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Heather. You have a good rest of your day. Thanks so much. Speak with you soon.
You too.
All right. Thanks. Okay, bye.